Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the program. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host today. I don't know exactly how many interviews I've conducted over the years, but it's probably in the hundreds. There is much in common between conducting interviews and being a trial lawyer. Rule number one, you never ask a question that you do not already know the answer to. Well, I am breaking my own rules today. The subject is complex, and I have not had the time to study up on it. I'm at the mercy of my guests. Joining me on air are Joe Giliberti. Joe, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. And an old friend, the always colorful William Cobra Storbs. Cobra, welcome.
Simon, good to be here. Good to hear your voice again. And hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Cobra? How you doing?
Good. Oh, okay. Joe, I'm gonna start with you, and I'm gonna tell you the thumbnail sketch of what I know. This is all about freshwater in Florida, and other than that, I don't know much else. Would you like to give me an idea of what the problem is?
Well, you know, in Florida, we sit on a big aquifer that comes underneath all of Florida, Georgia, and Alabama, called the Floridam. That's a deep aquifer of lime rock. About every square foot of lime rock has 3 gallons of water. This is water from rain millions of years ago that bleeds down from North Carolina and keeps recharging Florida, and it's on many maps on the Internet. On the west coast of Florida, they've taken over some old treatment plants over the years that suck water from rivers, withdraw water from rivers, I should say, sorry. And basically what we've had is a population increase, and they've tried to compensate for that because the river gets drawn down with reservoirs. If you've noticed that a firm named HDR has done this design back in the Bush era times and a little bit before that, the whole technique of putting reservoirs off and storing rainwater in the rainy season when nobody's here, and then in the winter season in the droughts when the tourists show up, the water supply for potable is in demand and the river just can't handle it. So they've come up with this master plan to loop all four counties with reservoirs that in Tampa are cracking and failing and feeding attorneys $12 million in depositions over 2 years to lose $180 million, and we still have a giant cracked reservoir. Well, how come we don't see these reservoirs scattered all over the east coast of Florida? Because there's deep wells that we use. They've decided to keep this river withdrawal long enough to the point where we believe that the water's drawn down so low, the concentration loads have not only caused red tide over the last 10 years and an enormous increase, but it's also allowed firms like Greenberg Trow and corporations like Mosaic to swing electoral votes across the middle of Florida because they basically have been hiding this water supply from a guy named Cecil Daughtry. Cecil Daughtry's father was a big farmer. Cecil's out there in 2,500 acres off Clark Road in Sarasota. I ran into this thing because I was doing a mining permit for a syndicated group of doctors at Sarasota Hospital, and no one was paying me, so I had to lean the property, and they never let me meet Buck. They said Buck is Cecil Daughtry. They said he was crazy, he walks around with a pit bull and a machine gun, and don't go on the property. Well, that wasn't true. He's a very nice man. They've carved back, say, half of his land from 5,000 acres to 2,500 over the years. And I honorably said, what's going on out here? This man's in a $100,000 levy to lose 2,500 acres of land in his home. And, you know, I thought maybe it was a mitigation bank. And when I finally got to meet him, It was after I had to fire Greenberg Trout, fire Foley Lardner, fire numerous attorneys, do pro bono rodeos for Arcadia, pro bono NCAA baseball stadiums for Northport, just to meet Buck. I had to agree to pay $21,000 at a restaurant just to meet him. When I met him, instantly we got along. I said, let's go to the clerk's house and clerk's office at Sarasota and get the check. Let's not let that the attorneys have this money in their trust account. And I said, the only way I just met you for you to trust me is I'm going to give you $550,000 of my money of this $850, and I'm going to take three, and we're going to have to shake hands because I'm going to have to whistleblow these criminals from commissioners all the way down to Collier, Lee, Charlotte, all the way up through Tampa and Bone Valley, been running game out here for so long to get to the point. They've hidden a raw water source, and I have the water, and the well has been dug since 1968. There's a river of water down below us, 2,000 feet of clean, natural water. So I can send all the water to all four counties. It's got minerals in it. I want to build a water park with all mineral springs on I-75 for Northport like they've wanted. It'll bring tourism. When people start to understand that there's been record radioactive spills from gypsum board slurries, even before Swift Mod became to effect. How did all this come into my mind and make sense? I had a water use permit. Some reason someone started splitting it up in denial, a farmer next door, and then all of a sudden all these attorneys show up and water use doesn't show up, and I'm like, what's going on? And it was like the end of a Scooby-Doo mystery movie after 7 years of working this side of the state. Buck called me up on the phone. He goes, hey, Joe, Owen Thornberry for Swiftmont called up and said your water use permit's being canceled. And I thought it was just for cows. It was like a $750 thing. I didn't understand. And thing I know, I hung up the phone. I called Buck back. It hit me. I said, Buck, that big well they call Big Mama on your land, they call not even on the maps anywhere. It's been sitting in front of his house since he's 6 years old. His dad dug it for him in case he ever wanted to build an orange grove. I said, how much water does it pump? Turns out you drop a camera down there. Once you're down in the water past the pipe, 1,700 feet, dropped another 200 feet, a river took it. Now, this water is crystal clear, and you can drink it. So it's got a little bit of minerals. So my idea is by the time it gets to the 9 miles to the tower of pipe down the old Longino Trail, it'll be cleaner and mineralized. Some people, I think, would rather have that mineral water. Some people enjoy it. So we were thinking about putting treatment plants, in, not many ones inside the garages, like filtration systems. Because why pay for treatment when you don't have to? Why add chemicals when you don't have to? Now what happens is the water comes from my supply. I subsidize the savings, which is millions, and I finish the loop so we don't need all this tax federal grant money. And all the rainwater stays in the river now. So the fish have diluted water instead of high concentrated loadings of nutrients from fertilizer runoffs. Now we don't have 400 families, coincidentally, being laid off by Mosaic, who's really the king of them all. They're running the whole show because I hired David Wienerstein for Mosaic, and I had to fire him. And as soon as I fired him last year, at the end of the year, they went and grabbed Horse Prairie. If you track cyber stalking laws, they started changing the law. Governor Scott right there that month. When I found the well in May, which is last May, they approved this new cyber stalking law, which basically takes all my First Amendment rights away because they knew they thought they had me 6 years ago in Lee County when I shut down their landfill and then convicted me for cyber stalking, mail-in probation. Now I got a cop on July 3rd morning before we're leaving for 4th of July, arrests me because I exposed the well. I've turned in the permit for the last 2 months. They're routing me around. They fired the secretary of DEP. They hire a new Herschel Vineyard. Everyone's running because I got them. I got the tiger by the tail. They basically pull the pipe out. All the bottom grass of the river comes back. All the little fish come back. All the bigger fish come back. All the fish and wildlife come back. No more concentrated nutrient loads swinging up and down the coast out of Peach River causing red tide blooms. And everybody gets cleaner water. And if they start looking at history, when Charlie hit, that Bartow's gypsum board spilled over and all this Wakula treatment plant spilled over. So everybody's been drinking radioactivity, and I don't know if I trust the monitoring from Swift Mod anymore, being as they hid this well since 1968. So that kind of gives you a feeling of where I'm at, and there's a lot more to it. It goes in even the bridges in Tampa, and I'm not going to get too deep on the first one. I'd rather have people ask me questions. Ask me anything you want. Because my permit's in the Sarasota County Health Department with Brian Dietz, certified mail, and I'm going to be cleaning up the plans every week and in his face. I'm going to go down to his doorsteps, and what do you got? Is there another comment? Because I'll come right back with that adjustment. And so I can get this permit expedited and get the water to the people.
Okay. Here, I'm still a little confused. I'm a simple guy, and I don't understand, or I still don't understand, what the issue is. If you've got a well, you have access to drinking water. And trust me, I live in Mississippi, and the news is all over the fact that the great Mississippi River is running at an all-time low. Parts of Louisiana, drinking water is having to be trucked in because...
Really?
Yeah, because salt from... the Gulf is
saltwater intrusion thing.
Right. So you know, you have this big aquifer. You have a well. In fact, even if you didn't have a well, you know, you still got this big aquifer.
That's a well field, is what it is. You have a pipe down there since 68, and then you'll drive more pipes as we expand. But right now it's enough. Once you charge the system in the tower, you're just Saturday morning at 10 the peak, throw a few fires on a model, and you already have all the tanks at each treatment plant that we can dismantle, that we can fill up those tanks with backup supply. And then you have your 100 megagallons in the loop. So why would you want chemicals in your water if you didn't need them? Just filter out the extra minerals. Some people want those minerals. When you cut your hand, you pour this water on your hand, your cuts get healed a lot quicker than normal. Your gums are a lot cleaner than normal. People may live longer. Maybe all this medicine with all this disclaimer. And, you know, here's the thing about the medicine. I have a guy named Bruce Nason, E2E2 Inc. He's got a patent on a formula for second-generation sweet sorghum. We're going to power it with new energy after I have it hooked up with the regular power, because I'm not going to let the commissioners... We're all behind hiding as well. Lock up my approval with a new energy game. So I'll just use regular power, get it all up and running, and because it's going to generate like $100,000 to $200,000 profit a day, which I'm going to give back all my money to the public. Buck deserves half. We've shaken hands to save each other's family. We're in foreclosure with bankers from Thomas Howell's Community Bank. Takes our note without doing a survey. Looks like they're in trouble. They're not getting their money because they never lifted title. They all wanted to take it so bad, figuring they could get the buck and cut me out and throw me in jail like a nut. And Buck and me are best friends about it now. We trust each other. We don't need contract. It keeps the attorneys off the land. In fact, all my attorneys that are going to be working with us have a trust factor. If you can't handle not doing it in writing, this job's not for you. This is water. This needs to go to the people. We can make 100 times more, and we will, over off the tee, bottling it to China. China needs water. There's plenty of water for both the four counties, all the bottling water we want to do, and the water park, and everybody else that wants it. Because what's happened is, before Mosaic was around, from 1850 to about 1950, miners were blasting the Middle and Upper Peace River formation. What that did was crack. That's why you have sinkholes all over the middle of Florida. That's why they've all Sierra showed up with all their emotion, when reality Sierra's on the same side as them. They sue the Army Corps so they can bring in their good old boys. And then they sit there and feed attorneys right now and loaf electoral vote across the middle of the state, which is Tampa to Daytona. That's 47%. It swings president. And they're probably leveraging these guys by saying, well, I'll tell you about the well, because I know the little circle that knows about the well. Everyone else knew there was something out there. And they never let Buck leave the land. So in a roundabout way, what I see here because you may have, like, Republicans and Democrats, but you have, like, a gray area. You have, like, Republicans that they may be on the Republican side, but they'll side with a Democrat if it brings money to their state because everyone's fighting for that federal money. So I have a solution where let's knock down all these reservoirs and put them in the bridges that we can't find dirt for, because I got all the pits for the bridges, too. You know, I'm the only one with the A3 selecting permit now, because all these guys in Tampa tried to rob my well supply while they had me look for dirt, and they know I'm a civil engineer and I know dirt real well from South Florida. So at the 11th hour, when they were about to rob me and throw me in jail, I pulled the plug on them. So that's why we prepared a RICO Act for all these people over here, because they can't hide fresh water from retirees that are about to die and hide the vital statistics. It's not that simple. When I bring in cancer patients in front of these cards I'm going to pull to North City and Northport, who I did a free NC baseball stadium, and they opted out to buy Warren Mineral Springs. Warren Mineral Springs is a spring that is surcharged by the lower aquifer. Well, I got it all. The reason? Because I got supercharged by all the miners. All the upper and middle aquifers cracked and surcharged underneath and come right by Buck's property. And now I got all the water for 75 miles north that should be up there like the environmentalists wanted, but they never had a chance. They got blasted in 1880. So they're all out here playing an environmental game to create jobs and monitoring, which I think is a great idea. I think we should monitor everything. I want those people to keep their jobs. But not at the point where the population increases so much that you draw the river down. All you want to do is pay attorneys and loaf Peace River and lay off 400 families in Fort Meade, really because no one's buying fertilizer, not because Peace River or one of these counties wants it checked. You got to understand, Sierra sues the Army Corps because Mosaic has a permit. Mosaic says, you know, we get beat up enough by the Army Corps, so Polk County, we're going to give you a check for $43 million. Just here's a check. You get a little bit each year for 10 years, but you don't come out on our property. You don't come out and mess with us. We get enough from the Corps. So you got Dave Wienerstein over there, head chief Greenberg attorney. Looks like he just got an award 3 days ago for Environmental Bar Association Criminal Committee. I guess he was going to be there for my big sentence. You know, I fired him. It's like putting the fox ahead of the hen house. This guy's the head of the Bar Association, and he's the one working for Mosaic, hiding the well with all these judges and stuff in Dakota and appointed commissioners in Sarasota, Christine Robinson. I mean, this is so easy once I get all the facts and we get into all these RICO trials that grow. But right now, I don't care who's president. I don't care about any of that. I want this water to this public. And everything else we can analyze later. Right now, I'll give you a glass of Peace River water, and I'll bring a St. Jude cancer victim in, and I'll give you a glass of our water, and I'll put all the chemicals in a bag, and I'll let 600,000 residents decide which one they want. I don't need a president or a president-elect to get this permit for me. I need the people. So that's what I'm doing. I'm an ethical engineer, not a cyber stalker.
Okay. All right.
You got it? Getting it?
He's a bad guy. Good God.
Everybody at the park here, that's it.
All right, but, you know, I still have some simple questions.
I love them.
Yeah, I'm a simple guy. All right, so there's this huge aquifer. The problem you have is getting a approval to tap into it. Am I right so far?
Well, you know, I finally, you know, they routed me around all over. They wanted me to go to SWFMOD, and I said, I don't need to go to SWFMOD. I'm in a conflict. I'm going to DEP and filling out 62-50555 DEP water form. I go in there. They're all waiting for me after DEP secretary just got replaced by an attorney. But out of all things, put an attorney there. They say, well, your supply's out of Sarasota. I go, no, I'm crossing Sarasota and DeSoto. She goes, but you're going to have to treat in Sarasota. I go, I don't need to treat. They're like, we passed an ordinance in December 2011. You have to treat. That was the run-up fees for Colleen Castile and the gang in Tallahassee that were going to trade this thing off to the state like Horse Prairie so they could settle Fort Meade. It's all a leverage game for attorneys. The attorneys eat and we all suffer. They give you bad water and they kill all the fish. You know, maybe Gore's still pissed off at a recount. But the bottom line is I got my permit in and Brian Deese has it. And I gave him the check. They returned my $10,000 check and said, Sarasota has an ordinance. It's $10,300. So I lost another 30 days for the people. So what I did is I sent certified with them and I slapped in what I had before. And I called Brian Deese at Sarasota Health Department. I said, listen, I'm coming next week. Meet you face to face since you're Mr. Ohio State. Because it's all Ohio State people over here running all this game, you know, Midwest. And I know they hate us Hurricanes and Gators. So I said, it's just me and you. We're two PEs. Let's get this done. I think Brian looks real proactive about it. He's a part-time employee. They gave me a part-time employee, of course. So he's getting his shoulder worked on Monday. I hope I get to him Tuesday. But, you know, it is what it is. To me, this is Hurricane Charlie disaster recovery. There should be no permit. They stopped drawing from the river. Mr. Lehman on file with the Red Cross. I sent you guys those emails. I'll get them to you again. When Charlie hit on Friday the 13th, 04, it ran up that river, knocked over sewage plants, and all the trees died, and they had to actually turn off the pipe. That was when they should have been pulling the pipe out, not building a reservoir 3 years later to move dirt and kick it back to a bunch of politicians for a giant reservoir we can't maintain like D.W. Bill. That you don't even need. What do you need the reservoir for? Why do you want to catch rain? You know, they got some guy in Oregon last year, some kid peed in the potable reservoir, six million gallons of water, and they spent $36,000, Google it, in Oregon, to drain it. Even though they said it's polluted enough, they drained it. So now they're draining 6 million gallons of water to repump it all up because one guy pees in it when all the fresh water is 1,700 feet below. So you got to – the problem people get confused on is there's different places for the deep – Floridan. If you dig the deep Floridan out by a barrier island, then you're going to have to desal it a little. It'll get some saltwater intrusion. Buck's way up in a knoll up in the woods, way in inland. He's, you know, if you ever look at Minnesota County's history, it was one big county, and it got divided into Sarasota, Manatee, and I believe DeSoto. And these guys, way back in the day, they've been digging and treating. They've been treating water since 4000 B.C. They've been using aquifers in Rome since 300 B.C. When the Industrial Revolution came, they were banging wells out all over, digging for oil in Florida. Exxon was doing stuff. We got wetlands that sucked down quicker because they cracked the liners. So these guys went crazy and mined everything in the 1800s, and they cracked all that formation, and we got lucky. Buck got lucky. The water ran under him, and they said his dad, he was like, his big brother told us that Swiftbog came out and tested this well in the early 70s. They ran the pump. He had to hold the meter. His brother Greg, Cecil's brother Greg, and he said they pumped them all and they tested them all, and they knew it was out there, and they started running their measurements and going, you know, we can create this big environmental sensitive monitoring surface withdrawal and look like a big, like, rigged carburetor when everybody else can run fuel injection. So every once in a while, you get deep Floridan wells out by the coastal area that they'll throw that data in that, oh, it's saltwater intrusion, or sometimes we'll inject sewer in it. My dad built those at Pembroke Pines when he was the engineer at Pembroke Pines. My dad built the bridges in Palmetto Expressway when he was 26 years old for Cappelletti. So I'm coming from an engineering background that I'm cruising around trying to pay my family doing pro bono everywhere. When you do pro bono, you find dirty laundry. And I sat there, and I'm not allowing a farmer I never met in a lien with me to lose 2,500 acres for a lousy 100 grand when the commissioner next door on the same month got $16 million of ELAP money. And the reason, that's Environmental Sensitive Lands Program. And it was the last of the Florida Forever Trust Fund, because Colleen Steele and them are up there running it with the governor and all of them. They paved the right-of-way to get to Peace River. And they were going to take Buck and they either hide the well for another few election terms, and then the loop comes in while they keep looping up all this surface water, and then their heroes maybe 10 years from now, or maybe they pull it out now. It's a little baby switch for them for electoral vote, and it's using the infrastructure to do it. But okay. I can prove it. So
Okay. The I guess the simple question, because all my questions are simple. Why would anyone want to prevent you bringing this water to the surface? I mean, obviously money's involved.
Simple reason, Simon. There's a judicial report that a lady named Mary Jane Angelo, and she's not the only one that wrote it. She's at UF. She's a judicial professor in law. Her doctrine was written in 01. You cannot mix politics with public water supply. It's a sin. And they have tried to prove everybody wrong over here. So what happens is commissioners are backed by developers. Developers bring money to the town to create these big developments, to create jobs. So they should have some say-so at the beginning. After a while, the people buy the houses, and then they have the say-so. These commissioners, you know, they want to keep things moving for their constituents. Well, imagine having, like, one commissioner of all four counties appointed to this elite little circle that can control the water supply for all four counties, so you can pass the momentum back and forth. Maybe Lakewood Ranch gets all their first homes sold with the new mineral water before Northport's allowed. Or maybe Northport will get it first because they're closer to me. See, so they're swinging so the banks were all over it. That's why Wells Fargo took $137,000 out of my account with stop firing these guys. He's on a signature card. He's not on the company. I've never heard of that. And then they give my wife counterfeit money. They were trying to slam me away. This happened last month. These cops, I emailed them. They did nothing. It looks like 6 counterfeit bills. We got 3 signatures from Walmart managers. They handed me my wife counterfeit money, so I went on vacation. I'm out on bond on CyberStock, and they're going to put me away for this NRC on counterfeit money. That's Vin Marchetti, Dave Weinstein. It's all these guys behind it. So why are they doing it? Because they can control the development for the next 20 years. If you're Lennar and you want to put in a 1,000-unit subdivision, say, on Toledo and I-75, or you're the Northport Hospital that they're trying to pull back into the Sarasota region, there's a hospital approved. They bought right on Sumter and I-75. If I'm putting it in, we're going to put it in now. If I wanted to put that in, well, you don't have any water. I only have so much water left, and we got to finish this loop. When the loop's done, then maybe you'll get the water. You can control development. That's why I'm giving it back to the people, so they can have control of that. Me, I'll sell bottled water with our resource off of D, and you know, Buck deserves something on that, because. And what I would suggest to the people is we use the money. Why lower your water bill from 50 to 40 bucks? Let's use that $10 a person, and let's finish the loop and get it all right, and let's align these people up that did this. In fact, I ran numbers, and I have cousins and uncles that own insurance companies, 650,000 residents in the service area. If they each put in 25 bucks, I'll give them free water for a year. And I think I might be able to subsidize their health insurance, maybe even Obamacare or something like that, or Aflac for 5 years. What a return. I mean, your water bill is, what, $80 to $150 a month? Now you don't pay water for a year. You got your money back, and you get some health insurance, because I'm concerned about these radioactive spills and these agencies monitoring it that hide wells like this. Why would you hide this well? I agree. Give the people the water. Well, it's a control thing. And it's a big money thing. Listen, when this water is hooked up, 100 megagallons a day, you pay about $1 per 1,000 gallons of water at your house. That's the average. It goes from like 75 cents to $1.33. Okay? That means, you know, when you buy a bottle of water, you get 2 bottles for $4 at the park, $2 a bottle or $1 bottle, and you get 1,000 gallons. Well, 100 megagallons a day at $1 per 1,000 gallons is $100,000 a day in revenue. That's a lot of money. So I say we take that money and I'll circumvent it to the schools. We'll put it in basketball courts. Maybe there's some other things that we can help people out because in the end, when the loop's done, I'll lower the water bill. Or maybe we can do some kind of tourist things like the water park. I'll subsidize it for the water park. Northport was agreeing to do a referendum for $20 million. Maybe we don't need that $20 million referendum to be taxed again. We use it within the water supply. And we tell the developers what we want for a small period of time. I mean, it's a little far-fetched there. They're going to do what they want. But you can. The reason is they did it because they're trying to control the resource and swing the developers' interest their way to their banks. And that's why you have Thomas Howell's a community bank took our note. He lives right next door to Lee Pilardi. That's the biggest guy in Tampa. I got the biggest players on Buck's property, and they can't get it now. They didn't do a survey. They were so greedy, they couldn't go get a survey. Now they're stuck. They lost $3 bucks, it looks like. So there's a lot to these guys.
Okay, so, I'm curious. You mentioned some counterfeit money aspect.
Yeah.
How does – well, tell me the story in, you know, in simple terms.
When I cashed out the bond for Buck, I gave him $550. I took $350. And we basically kicked I. Carmel, Jason Lessinger to the curb. That was Buck's attorney, because he wouldn't even let us settle. He told Buck he didn't have to listen to him. They're being investigated by FDIC, so that's their sort of, what can I tell you? So basically, that was a Wachovia bank that became Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo had bought them. So we just stuck with Wells Fargo, and I had this guy, Scott Fryer, whose cousin's Jason Fryer. They do all the hauling for the DOT up here in Tampa, saying there was going to be this I-4 connector. Come look for dirt for us. We need dirt. While Scott's a finance guy, he was going to maybe get hard money to take out the note so Buck could buy some time and we could find a way to save the land. Turns out his family's Trafficante family. They're all friends with this Vin Marchetti. They got this big underlying scare around Tampa because this mobster was here back in the 50s. So they put a fear in the staff and people. I can feel it when I'm in meetings, like, oh, we control this, like fascists, like Cuban fascists, like Castro. You know, they think they're Castro. So, you know, I'm baiting my time. I'm a one-man shop. I've always been a one-man shop. I put my name on Scotland Yard Group's company to try to help them out, up a cousin. And all I get is all these goofy things. Everyone's stealing my stuff, or they found out about a dirt place I found. So bottom line, I start to get the picture that, you know, this note got taken right away, and he brought me Vin Marchetti. And Vin Marchetti worked for Foley Lardner. They're a big Tampa firm. He quits and comes to Greenberg Traub, the biggest attorney in the world, Mosaic's attorney, too. And they put us in a civil theft hearing. They said that I wasn't allowed to give Buck any change. They wrote the contract, so if me and Buck settled, he had to send the change back in 5 days. Because they only gave him $40,000 on $2.3 million closing. They buffaloed him. 6 months, they came to steal the land so they can hand it to the state, hand it to Governor Scott and all his little cronies over there from Fort Myers. They're all in a little Republican clique. That's why I named the tower Omit Bromney Tower. Because I don't care who's president. But to me, if both presidents know today, and both of them can't come down here and hold hands as Americans and give us the water and forget this stupid permit, because it's just a tower, a pump, and 7 miles of pipe down an old railroad. There ain't no cars in sight or people in sight. There's no traffic. You'd be done in 3 months. To me, if you know about it, I don't care who's president, you knew about it, and a million people could be suffering, you know, because I'm not monitoring the radioactivity and all these fish and tourism and BP oil paying bills when this may have been the real reason. To me, you should be impeached within 3 months, because this should not be an election thing. This should be about four counties of little kids in the hospital sitting with cancer, that we don't know everything about radioactivity. We're in the sun every day. You get radioactivity every day. You know, you got Erin Brockovich. You know, she did a great job. She found this chromium in water. She found the problem. I'm a different thing. I'm an engineer. I found the solution. The problem's been here forever, and they're hiding it. I find the solution. The solution's in permit. Pull the pipe out. Use my fresh water. Use all that savings of money to put good things out there, like water park. And then let all the rainwater stay in the river, so when the fertilizer runs off, it's diluted, so the
fish
can breathe.
Tell us about the counterfeit, Joe. Tell us about
the counterfeit
money.
Sorry, Bubba. There's a lot here. So the counterfeit money. What happens is, I go into bank Wells Fargo, and I've given Scott, let me see, $50,000. I just gave him a check for $50,000 to get him off his feet. You know. Then we gave him another $50,000 into his Scotland account at the end of the year. And I said, listen, I need a wire back for 20 right now because I need some of that money to survive. Leave 10 in there, and Scott, you take 20 to survive. The banker said, well, you have a red screen. I said, what's a red screen? She goes, well, did you lose your house recently? Yeah. I lost my house to foreclosure in Fort Myers. They took it. just a few months ago, well, you can't really be on the Scotland Yard account, so I couldn't see his account. I go, fine, just wire me my 20, Scott, I trust you. Leave the 10 grand. Come March, Scott shows up with a $10 million offer from Tampa Bank. I said, who told you to sell the land? He got all upset, and he said he was out of money. I said, look, I said, this is the last 100,000 we have, but I need 43 back. So let's go to the bank, and we're going to create a company called Myakka LLC. He didn't want to be on the company. I had it created for like a month. It's Myakka Mitigation LLC. It's on a Florida corporation. It's me and Buck only. I go in. It's Friday at 3 o'clock around March. I said, here's the 100 grand. It's 3 o'clock. She goes, well, you got this red screen. I can't put you on Myakka. And she called Buck to verify the check, and he verified the check. You know, because we're trusting Scott. We want to give him another 20, 30 grand for the summer to live, just in case we lose this foreclosure, I need to borrow more money. That's what his only position would have been on my side. He had nothing to do with Buck. He's a finance guy. Usually you get a point, you know, for something like that. So basically what happened is she goes, well, I can't give you the 43. I said, then give me the check back. So she went back to her manager, and her name's Lourdes Fernandez at Wells Fargo in Brandon. Well, she goes to her boss, and she releases the money, and I call my wife, and I go, is 43 on the account? Because I had a little, you know, concern now, because I don't see anybody producing. I see people offering when they weren't supposed to sell it. Turns out, you know, he's got the account, and I guess they were going to follow up. And about 2 months later, I said, you know, this guy needed to borrow some money. I wanted to go over there. He needed to borrow $1,000 for his family. This guy, Paul, I brought him in as a witness. And I said, listen, Lourdes, I need to see the money in the account. She goes, you're not on the account. I go, well, then I'll call Buck. And Buck's not on the account either. Well, who's on it? Only Scott. And she, I don't know what's left. There was no money. There was $1,600 left. He's not on the – how can he have a signature card? He's not on the account. She says, you gave me verbal authorization. I said, so I'm not allowed to be on the account. I have 4 accounts with Wells Fargo. I'm making a deposit, but my verbal authorization allows you to give him access to all our money and steal it. So to me, they were wearing me out with our attorneys. Me and Buck were scratching, we're farming, we're trying to keep all our money. They've robbed everything. So basically, Scott's like the Metador. He comes in at the end to get the bull who's bouncing around and still hasn't found the water supply. He thinks it's a mitigation bank. Well, when I found it, that changes everything. That changes all the investment approaches, people coming with all kinds of opportunity now. Now I see why they were going to steal it. So here's a guy. I closed the account. I told my wife, I said, well, they closed that. They sent $1,600 a buck. I go, go close all our personal accounts. So I go on there to close the personal accounts. It's like 2 months later. I think this was like a month ago, right before they arrest me for cyber stuff. I come in, and they're still working there, still working there. And I'm like, I just can't believe it. So I snap the picture of the bank, the whole bank, to see all them so I can bring it to my attorney and go, look, this bank doesn't even care that G's on the signature card, and they just keep these people working. This is an inside deal. Next thing I know, they send me a letter. I have the letter. I haven't given it to you, Cobra. It says, you're not allowed on any Wells Fargo properties whatsoever. We're sending you checks on the 19th of June. That's when they went arresting me. So I sent my wife over there, and my mom was in town. My mom was with her. And my wife already got the money. We had all these relatives come in town. And we had $1,500 cash in a cashier's check. Go back. We come back after our little beach break with all our relatives, and my mom and my wife go to Walmart. We had 15 $100 bills. When she went to Walmart, she gave her 100, and they said it wasn't good. She tried to give her another one, but it wasn't good. Got the manager. Got another person. 6 of them, they said, were bad. So they called me. I said, go over to Wells Fargo down the street where you got them. Grab that manager's card. Get signatures from all 3 people that denied the bill. They took them back to Wells Fargo. She checked them 3 times, said they were fine, but she gave her back 20. So I said, get me her card, and I stapled it on the letter. I scanned it. I sent it to the 2 cops, Officer Cooper and Officer Morales, that came to my house and arrested me on 4th of July for First Amendment rights. I said, go down there and get those hundreds so we can track them. And I don't know if they did or didn't. They won't even tell me who the victim is. I don't even have a police report yet. So I'm going to have to pull that this week because I guess I have to do it. You can't tell me who the victim is. So what they were trying – so there you go. I got my wife's got counterfeit money. I can't prove it. The bills are gone, but I got 3 signed witnesses from Walmart. and I got the card from Wells Fargo. Why wouldn't I be allowed on any Wells Fargo? And why are they changing cyber stalking laws retroactive with me doing everything on this Wells thing? Because they wanted to catch me on counterfeit money on bond for this NRC. They're a bunch of dogs. They're player haters. So,
okay. What is the cyber stalking aspect? Yeah,
it's emailing without a purpose. Emailing with no purpose. So I guess all my emails had no purpose. I found water.
Oh my God! I could accuse a thousand people of cyber stalking.
don't be mentioning my name. Oh God! Oh Lord!
You know, get off the computer, man. Throw it in the garbage. Go buy a gun if you're so scared, you know? Why do you got to communicate on a computer? You know, what it is this is what that is. Let me tell you what this cyber stalking thing does. I learned about it 6 years ago when Lee County convicted me of it for shutting down their landfill, and Judge Sturgis retires months later after 35 years. You know, he probably got paid. I'm going to call him in because I'm pulling that whole case out. I never filed the engineer complaint on Baracko, and I'm going to now with attorneys because it was all wrong. They canned me then because everybody was prideful in 06. Everybody was making money. Nobody wanted any problems. As long as it's not bothering me, he's a crazy engineer. And that's my point. You do cyber stalking, I understand. These rapists, these guys that fake it, and everybody wants to sit on the computer to meet their spouse now. They can't go meet someone out. They got to go to Match.com. I met my wife on the dance floor, you know. So now everyone's got to meet on the Internet. So it creates cyber stalking for guys like me. Guys that speak up and help the people, so they throw a little misdemeanor and put you on TV and control the media and make you look crazy, when in fact the only money I see on the street across the country is printed infrastructure money. So if we got attorneys, you know, the way to destroy a nation is you take their religion and you take their family. You know, so you take my house and you have a bunch of attorneys running around in Porsches to get to their next paycheck. Well, we're all living in fear. I'm next to go. Just let it go, man. All you got to do is get rid of these attorneys. Just line them up, man, you know, and get rid of the bad ones. You get a good one, you got a great thing. You get 10 bad ones, that's what we have here. And then you start appointing them and giving them ethics awards like this Dave Weinstein guy. I mean, he's ahead of the bar criminal environmental thing, and he's the crook of them all. I mean, these are the things that, you know, I listen to Mitch guy there, he says, we're looking for her to fix things, get on the right track. Get on the right track. Let's line them up right now with the water supply. If Obama wants to be president, all he's got to do is come down here and fire all these people that are doing this to me. Fire them all and show the EPA you care about water.
Okay. I'm not sure you answered my question, so I'll try it one more time. What did you do that actually constituted cyber stalking?
I don't know. I don't have the police report, and I don't even know who the victim is. He won't tell me. And it's sealed and expunged online. Hey, Cobra, if you get a chance, man, I'm going to go Monday in person because my attorneys are all in South Florida, and I'm not going to spend $2,000 to get him to drive up and do it, so I got to do it. You know, but I don't know who the victim is, and I'm going to find out, and whoever it is, it's not going to be too hard to figure out why he did it because, you know, I copied a lot of people that got skeletons in their closets for bad things. So we'll find out who it is, and then I'll be ready with the attorneys for the hearing to tell them why he did it.
Basically, Simon, what he did was, is just like you received his email and I did, and Sean's in the background listening there. He was probably the caller from 954, by the way. He's our partner there as well. He has a mass addy. You call them addies. We call them an email address block. And when he sends something out, he sends it to probably a few hundred receivers. And one of those people said,
"Oh, okay. I just brought on a caller. Caller." If you're listening to the program with your speakers on, can you turn them off?
Well, basically, Simon, what he did is one of those email recipients said, probably somewhere along the line, don't send me any more emails. And, of course, when his next batch of emails went out, it possibly included him again. When it did, they call that cyber stalking.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I hit reply all sometimes, and I always tell them just block them, and, you know, and I'm sorry because there's a lot of tranches that go through, and you can't even send too many emails out of Outlook. You got to send them in blocks. They do a max. So then I'll get a late email that says don't send me. I say block it, you know. All you can do is right-click my name and hit block sender, and you're done. You never see me again. I don't even understand why the law exists.
Let's go out to the phone lines. We have someone from the mysterious 111 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Is that me?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Alan Park. I don't know any of the. Anybody involved in this, I'm just listening. It's quite interesting. And I really don't have a question. I just have a statement that if all of this is true, and we're only getting one side, if all of this is true, this is criminal. It's absolutely criminal.
It is criminal. It's very criminal. Worse than anything I've ever seen. It's the stupidest thing I ever figured out.
I live in the area, and I don't know anybody. I don't know any of the commissioners. I don't know this guy, Joey. I don't know anybody. So that's my opinion, and that's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Okay, but he jumped off too quickly. I mean, what amazes me is that so few people seem to know about this story. Why is that?
Well, Tampa Tribune knows about it for months. Channel 10 in Tampa has known about it. I've talked to four people and sent them all the emails. Channel 9 knows. Sun Papers, David Dunn Rankin, who I think he's cashing out. He collateralized all his sites for $5 million. He did the rodeo with me, and that was supposed to be for a Mosaic contribution. And he knows. I was meeting all these guys, and I remember they kept saying, you're going to do this rodeo pro bono. It's going to be the biggest thing in the state. And I'm like, these guys out in the sticks want me to do this rodeo for free. I got no problem. Just let me meet Buck because I don't want him to lose his land. I'm tired of all these liars. And, you know, that was for Mosaic. They were all trying to shelter me because they knew what I didn't know until last March about the water. I just didn't put the pieces together. I knew he had wells, but I didn't see how they were doing this loop. You know, where I'm in South Florida, we dig lime rock for roads. We don't dig phosphate for fertilizer. These people grew up with Mosaic. So why don't people know? I think that the media is part of the RICO Act, too, out here. I think these guys at the media are controlled by this syndicated group. And, if you go down to South Florida, the East Coast, forever there's been – and all the attorneys know. And Sean, we were interviewing attorneys a few weeks ago, and they all said there's a little group, and the group you have is Vin Marchetti, it's Dave Weinstein, these couple commissioners that are paid, Hagen, they're all out there. Higginbotham, I'm not sure, but I know Hagen's bad. Because I heard Scott's got a big mouth. We're going to depose Scott about that stuff. These guys are all in a group that they beat everybody down. They're like even their own. Everyone on the east side, there's so many attorneys and so much litigation. You know, as much as you get sued, it actually brought a little honesty out of it. Over here, people put their head in the sand and they go away for the summer. And they come back for the winter, and no matter the time they figure it out again, they're leaving again. So it's a long time thing that, you know, they thought they had it with this BP oil, and they thought they were going to cover it up. And I got BP oil calling me, too. So their insurance companies may want to have something to say to the EPA and these guys involved hiding it. And that's why I feel like that the president has an opportunity right now. Just come down here and just start firing everybody. I'd probably fire the governor because he knows, and he's from Fort Myers, and they're all little good old boys, and you know, he should be over here. Why didn't the governor on the site? Why didn't he on site?
Joey, yesterday I took one of your emails and I took a copy of this radio show and the story that I wrote for Tallahassee O, and I sent it to Mr. Obama's second in command up there, and I said, the only chance I see for reelection is the fact that you last time had Joe the plumber. So now you need Joe the engineer, and here's your story. And by the way, that's coming from a guy who has saved literally thousands of U.S. troops by catching that terrorist. And, Mr. Obama, if you recall, I saved your life as well with the deporting of the assassination plot that was planned against you when you were U.S. United States Senator. So I sent him good stuff, Joey. Let's see. He's going to need either him or Mr. Rumi. One of them is going to need something to come up with Joe the plumber. I guess it's Joe the engineer. And that, to me, he's somebody looking out for fresh water for the citizens of Florida. And, you know, Joe, you're a good enough engineer. I think you go find water in a stump. You're kind of like Moses. Could beat it out of a rock with a stick. I think they ought to listen to you and maybe give some credence to this before everybody ends up getting killed by that red tide crap.
Well, it's he can come on the property with his helicopter tomorrow. He can bring it. We can put a pump on it because we're fixing the turbine pump that'll blow so much water out. I can't wait to video that. And just look at it and then take a drink. And then go over to Peace River and scoop it up and take another drink. And then start on the
I just want a stainless steel cup of water. Cold,
yeah,
crisp,
yeah,
cool water. In fact, I'm
going
to pop a quarter and get a bottle.
You know what I would like to see? You know what would be a great thing? Is if Mitt and Obama came down here and both shook hands and put this water together. And, hey, the winner of the election is the president. The loser is the vice president. Now Congress is standing there not knowing what to do because it's all 50-50 anyway. Just freaking let everybody win. The winner of the election is the president. The loser is the vice president. I think we used to do that way back when we were, like, moving up as a world power. You know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago. I think that actually it was something that we did. That would be an opportunity for the world. You know, Congress would be standing there going, wow, I put all my money in for Mitt. And all these guys put in their money for Obama, and Mitt and Obama decided to come down to Florida, the major swing state, and fix it, you know, and fix it for millions of people, and maybe let those two vice presidents be, I don't know, walk Hillary around or something. I don't know. You know, I'm not a political person. I just want to see the water hook up, and makes sense to me. 50-50 votes, swing states will end up all this game. Let the loser be vice president, and then everybody's accountable, and then the Congress is going to have to do something for once.
Okay, I want to get back to the course.
You like that one?
Water. Water is important.
It is.
You know, how are you going to move forward?
Well, I did. I turned in the permit, and every single week, I'm going to be in Brian Deese's face going, what do you need? Where's your comment? Here it is. So we're going to get at least one or two rounds because I got to get my tie-in point. I may go directly just serving Northport because they're not an owner. They're a customer, but they're the only real big person using the water besides Charlotte. So if I take them out, I'll pipe right next to them. I don't need your pipes. I'll pipe right over to Northport City. I can afford to do that, and then now you guys can keep your pipes. Because really what we need to do with this thing, I'm going to show them how to fix it all. We pipe the fresh water from the well. If you want to leave the reservoirs in, I say make them skateboard park, whatever. Knock them down and use it for bridge dirt because it's good dirt. But what you do is take the RO plants, lower the level of service, and pump back gray water, reuse irrigation water. Hey, the river's got fertilizer in it. It should be a good thing. You know, so now we got clean water, and that keeps your capital improvements going so all these guys can play with their little tax base. Because I can't get rid of them all. I got to be diplomatic. I got to save their face. The bottom line is leave the rainwater in because we're not irrigating in the summer. And in the winter, store it for irrigation so we can water our grass. And then I got the unlimited supply. In fact, if you want to irrigate with my water, it probably would be better, too, just to leave the whole river alone. But you know, you got to understand these engineers, they think they're funny. They build a treatment plant facility, and guess what? That's what you get for the next 50 years. Too bad. So they tried to spend it all up real fast so they could lock it all in just recently. So they fell on their face again. And the people are going to want the cleaner water. I don't care what you build. And by the way, it was worth losing C.W. Bill Reservoir's case for $180 million. You want to know why? Because if Joe shows up and shows everybody that you don't need reservoirs, which swings a lot of dirt money, and dirt money is how Florida politicians get their kickbacks, is dirt. Because you can't touch every ounce of dirt, you know, as far as, you know, sand and stuff. you start looking at that, and you start following the trains and who owned the pits and who knows who, and you'll see who benefited on all these reservoirs. Well, you knock all these reservoirs down and give everyone the clean water, and now you got roads, dirt for the roads that they're missing. So this CW Bill Reservoir is sitting there cracked. What happens when a hurricane hits that thing when it's filled with water? Does it fall over and dose everybody when you didn't even need it? You didn't even need it. It was just a capital improvement waste of money. So now they're feeding attorneys with it, and they're running from me. So that's why I have a feeling, Cobra. I'm not sure. But retroactively, there's three counts on this cyber stalking. And there was this guy, Richard Harrison, that just got the appeal for Tampa Bay Water. He's the attorney that lost. Got $12 million, lost $180 million. He's going to raise the water bill for the Tampa people, $1.25, pay everybody up for all their game. Well, I copied him because I wanted to help him. I wanted to show him what I'm explaining to you. And he replied, "Who's this nutcase?" Everyone, I go, "Nutcase?" I go, "Maybe you need to consider what I'm saying." And then he said, "Don't email me again." So I emailed him by accident 2 days later, like you were explaining, Cobra. And then what I did is I sent him an email myself. I said, "Listen, I'm sorry, but I'd like to have lunch with you. I want to show you how to win your appeal. I want to bring this thing at a whole new approach." All of a sudden, I got three counts of cyber stalking and arrest. So it could be him. I'm going to find out next week. But here's the point. If it's him, he did that because it was within 2 days of the 30-day appeal mark, and they approved the appeal. Now, you got an NRC coming. It would be smart to fight with a Texas HDR firm during the NRC. You may have lost, but we're appealing it. But it's better to lose that $180 million and raise everybody's water bill $1.25 for the year. Big deal. No one's going to complain. And then all those attorneys get paid. But it's better to lose that because you have $1 billion a year in fees up Bone Valley that'll end when we pull that pipe out of the river. It was better to sacrifice the $200 million to make Tampa Bay pay before Joe figures out all the stuff four counties south of you. You see? So they got all this monitoring and all this stuff for all these environmentalists coming out of college and Colleen Castile up there and all the rest of them and Mosaic. And Mosaic goes right up the middle of the state, right where your electoral votes are. So it's very simple once it gets repetitive in everyone's head. And I'll be doing presentations and maybe I'll be doing presentations every month until the water's in.
Joe, you've mentioned the company's name a number of times. I should confess something here. I have been on a rampage for the last 18 months over companies like Monsanto and the Corn Refiners Association. I won't bore you with the details. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who Mosaic are and who their backers are?
Mosaic is the largest fertilizer company in the world. If you look at, they're actually the mining fertilizer and phosphate mines with a compact agreement in Fort Meade. That's how 400 families got laid off because the Corps shut them down. They shut down their operation and laid off 400 families because of this Peace River pipe. So, which is all BS, obviously. So that way the attorneys at Greenberg can eat Dave Weinstein in there. Meantime, Mosaic's this big fertilizer company. About 10 years ago, their CEO and chief counsel, Richard Mack, who's been blocking me from the CEO on emails I'll show one day, they basically formed a merger with the Cargill Group. Cargill, is it Cargill?
Cargill, yes. Right. They're also part of the high-fructose corn syrup.
They're big money people. They control a lot. And they have since, I think when Fort Meade came about 2 years ago and fired those families, they had a backout. Well, the merger guys are the CEO and the chief counsel, Richard Mack and Paul Fratelli, I can't pronounce his name. They're up in Minnesota. So these guys came in 2001, right before all this refi boom and all this big wave you see with Wells Fargo and Greenberg being sued about subprime loan coming from California to us. They're all a big clique. these guys basically, they have old mining phosphate plants in Florida, but they can't make any phosphate here. It doesn't have enough concentration. What they do is they ship it from Canada by train and Morocco by ship, because Florida used to be connected to Morocco millions of years ago when it came up out of the ocean. Morocco really has the high concentration of phosphate. So if you stop the import of potash to Florida, which is 85% of the fertilizer production, you don't need Mosaic no more. They don't even need to be here. That's just an import tax game, routing it through Canada, routing it through the ports, playing import tax games because they're the fourth largest taxpayer in these counties, and they give contributions. They own all the commissioners. So basically, they're basically loafing the presidency, in my opinion, because they don't need to be here anymore. They're just using the plants. And I got guys at my park right now that says Mosaic comes in, and they're a company that stores it for them out in bulk, and they'll just have all this wasted stored stuff, and they'll come and yell, and they'll have them move the bags around because the fertilizer hardens up in the bags. So this whole thing's a big charade in Florida. The bureaucracy of Sierra, attorneys like Weinstein and Marchetti, constantly sitting here playing these lawsuits with Sierra and the Corps, which, you know, when they sue the Army Corps of Engineers, the taxpayer has to pay for that attorney. So you got all these attorneys in a pool just playing games on the rivers and loafing it, and we don't even need Mosaic here. They do all the potash stuff overseas. So all the jobs are overseas, all the products coming overseas, and they're packaging it up here so they can put their little commercials on TV and stuff and say, and you look at their commercials, it's all clean water and all this stuff, and these are the guys that were trying to snag this well so they could use it as an ace card every 4 years. And that's what I see, and it's crystal clear to me. It'll probably take the nation about a year, seeing pictures and how it's really simple to me. If you lay it on the hood of the car, and you show the well, and you come out to the property, and you see all the water, and you see the old railroads that they're following with the pipes, it gets real easy, and you start to see what they're doing. And, hey, you know, if you don't need to make fertilizer, you can't get the potash to generate the fertilizer here. What are you doing with the fertilizer plants here anymore? You know, shut them all down. So that's Mosaic, and Cargill was their backer, and I think they're back in with them. They play stock market hypes, you know. They compensate this stuff through stock market hypes. They need a position in Florida for advertising. So, for me, if you're bringing in 85% of the product from overseas, why don't you just build the fertilizer over there and sell it over there to over here? I mean, is that an import tax thing? I'm not sure yet.
I'd never really considered the aspect of importing shit.
Yeah, really. You know, it's a shame when you see them mining and they got to go 30 feet and stockpile that first. And then they get to the 50 to 80 foot matrix that has so much less yield than what they get in Morocco. It's a game. It's a front sign so they can keep bringing the stuff in. And, you know, I was at the hair cutter. This is how I found out about it. This guy, Jack Hill, he doesn't even know me. I was using his hair cutter at the hair salon. I asked him, he's a chemical engineer and he worked at CFI Industries, and he explained to me the whole chemical process and how it comes in, and I went home, and he don't know permitting, and I figured it out, and he kind of showed me that, you know, if Morocco didn't produce the potash and ship it in, and then Mosaic can't even operate in Florida. In fact, when Cargill backed out, Mosaic lost its supply, and it was paying overrides against competition for the potash in a down economy, which means they kept paying the bill, and their competition provided the potash because they know Mosaic wanted it so bad to probably swing electoral votes last year. So, you know, only someone could tell as they run over the hill on something like that. You know, to me, we get the water in, and then there's endless amount of time to just go back to every single file and every single person that worked these deals and just pull it all out. Because we'll be making, there's hundreds of thousands a day being generated now when the water's in. There's money for attorneys and everyone else to find the truth. Why all this lasted this long?
Okay, so, realistically, how long do you think it's going to be before you're able to pump water from the aquifer?
If I had an honest permit review, and I can get the people to realize, so they agreed and let me tie into them because the commissioners are blocking it, and so are the Peace River, Minnesota people. Let's assume I had a green light to tie in the water for my plant. Because you can run 9 miles of pipe and they can say you can't tie in because we got contracts. They'll play games and starve the people out like they do. Let's assume you could, because that's your question. This permit shouldn't take longer than 3 months, and the installation with a little bit extra horsepower, the water could be up and running by March.
Okay. Now,
6 months and your water's flowing.
Right, but you know, reality is somewhat different.
No, not really. It's in permit. We turned it in. It's signed and sealed. It's not a hard permit. It's easy. It's just a well. You know how you go outside your house and you have your water softener and well if you have well water? When you pump your water up, it has a pump, right, from a well. Then it goes to a can in your garage, maybe your hot water heater, so you could get stagnant pressure to take it through the lines, right? Same thing.
Right.
It's just a pump that goes up to the water tower and heads over to the junction box, and all the lines are in. We're ready to go. Fact, if I wanted a really hard butt, the Army Corps could be here. I could do the shop drawings by next Friday for all the pipe and the pumps. And, hey, I built a bunch of schools, and we turned in 30% plans on the open budget, and we didn't pull our permit till 2 months before the school opened, a year and a half later. So the school board didn't need to get a permit. This is a Hurricane Charlie disaster recovery. I don't even think I should have had to pay $10,000. I think I should have my permit waived after the fact with a set of plans with a contractor and a bid meeting and start ordering the pipe, and the water could be in by election. That's real. That's real. So that's why I'm screaming at the governor, because I've already emailed him. I've called him. And it's like, listen, man, get down here and look at this water and sit on the hood of the truck and let me explain something in 5 minutes that a fifth grader can figure out. And let's get this thing in. Here's the plans. Here's the pipe. And you know what? I'm the PE. And if there's a mistake on the plan, go ahead and make me liable, because this is too easy to do. It's a pump, a tower, and a pipe. This isn't oh, and by the way, I wanted to mention – the sweet sorghum that comes after, that new energy creates 8 million gallons of fuel on our property of ethanol, and he's got converters that says 75 miles to the gallon. And we can be bottling the water to the railroad track, and we can use two trucks, and he's got naval commanders currently calling him that they don't want to do these converters because it's probably too efficient. So I'm going to pull Bruce Nation into the U.S., with this water supply, so the rest of the country can also see that we're all driving around on 20 miles a gallon when we could be driving around on 70 miles a gallon. It's just all you need is a converter and run on ethanol. But they're just making us wait because you got a gas tax. They need that tax money for the government. So that's okay. I don't mind that. I'm not going to shake the world down. I just need the water for 600,000 people and 1.2 million during the season. Once that's in and our new hospital's up and a water park's up, people will start believing me more. And then I can show them a whole bunch more that I got, like with these bridges. And I'm controlling the dirt now, and all my permits are about to save these bridges. But this is only 1 hour today. You know, one guy can only explain so much. And the scene's believing. My permit's in file, and he has to review it, and he has to give me comments. And it sounds to me that Brian Dietz got cornered, and we talked. I told him to get his own attorney to protect himself. And we're both PEs, and we need to be professional and get this thing done right. I don't think I need a permit. Governor could waive it. President could waive it. You could bring 10 engineers. Why don't we bring 50 engineers, one from each state, and I'll break out my plans. Just let me update them real quick because I've been busy doing bit plans. And let me make them a lot nicer, assuming I'm tying in, and bring them all in and let them mark it up for 3 hours, and let's finish because this is too stupid. This is like putting your two hoses together in your yard and hooking up your sprinkler as far as engineering. So there's no reason for delays and bureaucracy here.
Well, I'm not very good at engineering, and joining two hoses together has never worked very well for me.
No, I understand. Well, listen, you come from the well, you pump it to a tower. And then you know those big water towers? All that does
right.
is give you pressure. It just gives you pressure. So you don't have to keep pumping and wasting fuel and energy, our power bill. So once it's pumped up to the tower, then it just drives the water when the demand comes. you know, the demand's very low. The most of the water supply that you need in that flows when a fire hits. You know, the demand's a lot less. You get a peak demand on Saturday morning when everybody's washing their clothes and about taking showers and gardening the water, the yard. So that's when you get a peak draw, but it's not much. You know, it's when the season comes and they get a peak, and then all of a sudden there's fire season, fires hit. Then the engineers start looking at their numbers going, ooh, we got a dangerous system here. Not with my system. It's unlimited water. They'll always have the water. They'll never count on a rain. It's like a bunch of Indians out here praying for rain, you know? And there's no reason for this. So
okay. Joe, I have to disagree with you. You said unlimited supply. Supplies are limited in some fashion. How big is the aquifer?
Well, if you go on USGS, the aquifer covers the entire state of Florida and Georgia and Alabama, and it's about 2 to 3 miles thick of lime rock. Now, how big's mine? Well, you know, I'll tell you something about wells. No engineer, no scientist can ever tell you what a well's going to draw. He can only estimate a drawdown and a yield, how much water comes out. The only way you really know is you got to drill it. And when you get there, you're going to find out. In Buck's case, it was drilled in 68. He said the guy was sitting there. They were drilling for about 3 months driving that pipe, and you go through water tables. You could stop here and go, just keep on going. Keep on going. He got down to that bottom. And if you start looking at, you know, geology maps and stuff, subsurface maps, you'll see that this cracked stuff comes right, drops down to the lower aquifer and hit Buck. So a lot of the water that he wouldn't have had, he got doubled and tripled up because of the mining that's happened over the last 150 years. I'm not sure if that happened recently. I think, you know, there's studies in Peace River. It shows, like, Zolpa Springs and stuff had dried up because of the mining cracks. I got guys that used to work for mining companies that quit that I'm going to bring in, old guys that said they quit because they couldn't take watching them what they were doing to Florida no more. They just walked away. They live in, like, poor little trailers, and they know more about stuff than engineers because they just didn't want to do it, and they got run out of town. I'm going to bring these guys in because there's a lot of history out there. So unlimited supply, there's not a number for the amount of gallons of water that's under the state. Unlimited supply instantaneously where I'm at, no, that's not necessarily true, but let's find out because I don't know if you've ever seen a cave. Imagine a cave of a Gulf Stream of water going by. If you got a 12-inch pipe, I can get 5 megagallons a day running. The whole four counties only need 100 megagallons a day. So I put, say, 224s. I got more than enough. So if you take two-foot pipes and you flow water through it. Now I want you to imagine walking down in a giant cage that water's flowing through. So when I say 500 megagallons a day, that's just five times the amount the entire four counties need because I want to stay within a number that doesn't make everyone think you're crazy. There's more than that. So when I say unlimited, unlimited could be how much can you drink over here? Because if you can't drink what I got, then I call it unlimited.
that was a very good answer.
Then let's find out. Bottom line is, once you fill up all the tanks that each treatment plant has, like Peace River has like six of them, they have three for the raw and three for the treated. Empty them all and fill it with my stuff. Go to the next treatment plant, disconnect its treatment, and let's just use the cans. Fill up all the cans around all four counties of my water, then fill up the whole 48-inch pipe, which has a lot of water on it, and then fill up my tower. And now you got backup water for, what, a month or a week without even pumping, just in case the power went out everywhere, you see? So it's not like my supply has to keep coming constantly every day. You've been backlogged with water based on your reserve tanks. But once I fill them all up, that's already satisfied for people for water. They have their time frame there. I think it's 4 months, their safety factor. Well, now that's all gone. See, they created all this monitoring and all this analysis, and then they mixed four counties' financial bonds that I need to go take down I'm actually doing them a favor because it's like a foreclosed home. They built all these reservoirs and pipelines in the peak of construction, so it was overpriced. So you need a guy like me to come take you out. I offered to buy them. I did a presentation. I go, listen, give me your price. You guys are overspent. You can't even finish your loop. Let me go in and buy those bonds down on the floor at 40 cents after I take out Northport. Now it's like you just foreclosed your home, and we all have equity into our system so we can finish the loop. So these are the things that they're going to learn, and they already know. See, the engineers, they were all getting awards on August 1st in the morning. They wouldn't let me do it before the budget's approved. Skidmore kicks me off, says we're doing the budget now. I didn't even know what my presentation was. And this guy, like, punched an old man, a 70-year-old man. He's 28 years old. He's a commissioner. He punched an old man a month ago, and the state attorney's debating on whether to, you know, there was something like 3 in the morning, drugs and alcohol involved. These are the leaders I'm going against. I got a 28-year-old guy that punches 70-year-old men. I got another guy that's got DUI, and he's drinking, picking up his kids in the paper, this guy Garfalo for Northport. I got Benderson showing up with this guy Trubert, who's commissioner of Northport, who put in a thumb drive and porn shot up on a school academy 2 years ago. They keep him a leader. That's my point about this girl in the bank. You know, they don't care if they steal over here. They're part of the crew. Leave them. And that's the kind of thing that needs to end. That, you want change, that's what you change. You just line them all up. I think if you're a good commissioner, you should be good enough to step down. All of you guys, though. Everybody goes. Staff, commissioners, there's all these people waiting on jobs. Just load them all in. And if you're mad that you weren't a bad guy, be an American. Be nice. We think you're a good guy, too. But, you know what? Step down. Run somewhere else. Everybody's got to go. That's why you clean house over here. You get rid of them all. Because they all know about the water and they did nothing. So
okay.
That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
Win?
I have never heard Cobra be so quiet. I know him well. You know, he's a good friend.
Good friend.
Cobra.
What's up, baby?
Turn your speakers off.
What's up, baby?
Oh, he's taking it all in, man. He's got work to do for the next 10 years.
Oh man, listen. When I bring a professional to the table, you know, Joey handles water. I handle fugitives. As you know, I was dealing with this fugitive, and I just got him while Joey was talking there. He thought this is the smartest man he ever heard in his life. I said, see, when you get out of jail, maybe we'll get you a job working for the water plant. I dropped him off over to county prison here in Gainesville, and now I'm rolling back out towards Duluthy Beach. I'm up on the north end of Florida. In fact, let me tell you what, man, I have to stop. I've been stopped 3 times for a cold bottle of water. damn.
Bottled water. Who would ever thought we were bottling water?
Well, I'll tell you what, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, we had never thought that mess, and it's just like right now, if something don't get done about this, very soon, we're all going to be in a world of shit. And,
imagine the cyber-stalking thing even. Imagine you're on a computer when you first use a computer and they said everybody's going to be afraid if
I look
emails
at it this way, brother. Just like then, you didn't have a problem getting out of jail, did you? I mean, you got good bondsmen. You got Sean on the line listening there. You got me. They can lock you up. We'll buy you out. We'll do it all over again.
Normal people.
Yeah. We're normal people, you know? Shit. Crazy.
All right,
it's
man.
Crazy. It's crazy.
I missed my game. They're all walking off. They lost, but hopefully the water wins. But I'm gonna let you guys go. I think we did enough here today, right? We can do this again whenever you want.
We tore them with you,
Okay. Before you go, Joe, I do have a Cobra story. It was 7:30 in the morning. I was happily sleeping in bed with my wife, and the phone rang and rang and rang and rang. And eventually, Jan turned over, picked the phone up, looked at the caller ID, and said, "It's Cobra." And my response was, don't worry about it. I'll call him back, later. But it kept ringing to the extent that finally we had to answer, and Cobra offered me the sage advice, open your front door or I'll kick it in.
He came and got you, huh? You would you jump bail?
And there he was, large as life, outside of my door. No, he wasn't after me. He had a fugitive in chains in the vehicle, though.
I had to transport him out of Collier back to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and my trip just happened to go right by Mississippi. So I said, damn, Google search real quick. I got a guy up here I'm looking for. And the other guy I thought was another fugitive. Man, he had Simon's information within split seconds, and luckily so, because we were only about a mile from the exit to his house. So
yes.
I swing by, he's getting ready, thinking we've got another fugitive, and I tell him, open up or I'm going to kick the door in. And I can see you get home because I see your ashtray, your rocking chair still rocking. Come on, man. So that's how it ended up happening. And I figured, I always told Simon, done so many of these shows, I said, if I ever get down up around Mississippi, I'll look out your front door. I might be there. Sure did. One morning I was.
it was certainly different.
It was different, yeah. Definitely different.
Well, you know, if you want, whatever you guys want to do this again, and I can give you updates where the permit's at, because I have a feeling this permit's going to go a lot quicker than we thought, the way Brian was talking. So, but we'll see. We'll see. You know, the government, they'll do everything they can to stop this one.
Well, at the tail end of my email that went out, one went to the governor's office, and I don't think they are too happy down there, because I suggested everybody sit back, tune in, sit back, listen up, and then call the governor.
No, I saw that. Hey, you know, I ain't got nothing against Rick Scott, but if he knows, he needs to do something. We all just sit around. He appointed a new DEP secretary retroactively when I, 3 days after I found the well, all of a sudden a new DEP secretary, Herschel Vineyard, shows up. I called him. He don't return my calls. That tells me something.
Yep.
You know, you guys gotta serve the people. You're not the boss. But hey, I'm gonna catch the end of this game. And
okay.
I appreciate you guys.
Joe, I want to thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for the time, man. I hope this works to get people. I'm going door to door on my bike with the flyers already. I've already gotten to a lot of people in HOA, so I'm going to get the people with the water to know. The rest of the country should know, because it may affect the presidency with these guys running game on electoral votes. Someone needs to come in here like a state attorney and start looking at this seriously once the water's moved. Permit's in. You can look at the other stuff while I'm doing the permit. It's pretty easy. You can see the trail everywhere.
Please do keep me in the loop, because it is an important story.
It is, man. And when you know what, right now it's a shell shock if anyone's listening. And let the permit, you know, anyone can pull public records, call Sarasota Health Department, and pull the plans. You can have plans mailed to you for probably $10 and let everyone start getting them. And, well, no big deal. Right now I got a concept plan, because I'm not going to detail it out until I get people telling me which way you want to tie in. The changes in the numbers. I'm spinning my wheels every day doing calcs when people are just going to change it on you. So right now we're in programming. By a month from now, I'll know which way I'm going, and I'll be finalizing and starting to bring the investment groups in, because I told them they have to wait until I get to about the second round. I don't want to keep ping-ponging numbers around and you lose people that way. So I'll keep you apprised, and Cobra will do that with you, because him and Sean are some of my partners on my side to make sure that this thing gets done right, and I can protect people. And Buck's got his side, and we'll be fine, man. There's a lot more things to grow with this. There's development. I've done so many development layouts that this thing's going to feed, just trying to stay alive, and I guess Karma found this well. So it'll work out for all of us. Maybe you get a radio show down here. Who knows?
if you ever wanted to come to Florida.
I don't think I'm allowed in Florida.
We play CCR down here too, man.
He's got his heart set on Putnam County. That's where he wants to retire.
Yeah, right.
We got Adam Putnam for agricultural commissioner, and he don't ever return either. That's another guy we forgot about. Well, I heard he's a chicken, so that's okay.
He's a good guy. No, Adam's a good guy. He's just a newcomer to all this, and he's probably taking the watch see approach. But I know Adam. Adam's a good guy.
He's all right. You know what? I got people that know him, the ethnic group that's out in Polk that goes to the cigar room, and they see him, and they're talking to him about it. And I'm doing some little projects out there to show him some stuff when I get to him. But he's a young guy, and I heard he's a little gun shy. So, hey, I just kind of confusing how the Agricultural Commission is ahead of guns. I never understood that part. But.
Joe, I know you have to scoot.
Okay.
All right, man. Hey, we'll do one at a time. We'll start. All right. See you.
All right.
Thanks,
Joe. One very quick last question. You're obviously into football. Who's going to win Chargers versus the Texas Idiots?
I'm a Dolphins fan. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody else playing. Oh shit! Hey, some high schools playing today.
Hey, well, Buck, just one more thing, Buck. I don't know if you guys ever read a book called "Land Forever Lost" by. It's a book about Florida, and then there's John Anderson who wrote "Seminole Wind." Buck's getting in touch with them. There, the book goes from the late 1800s to 1968. And he wrote this book. It's the most famous book in Florida. If you guys get a chance, read it, because we're probably going to work on taking it back in another second book where you take it back, because we got all these Army guys out there fighting for all this oil for syndicated corporations, while meantime all these corporations are same corporations, like people like Mosaic, are over here with all of our attorneys that got us repressed in foreclosure mills stealing our natural resources under our nose. And that's really how I see the concept here. You're sending troops out there and bleeding us like Great Britain and Rome did. You stretch yourself out too thin, and at the same time, you gut us from the inside by stealing our natural resources for those same syndicated groups with, you know, do-nothing attorneys, guys that just want to stick their nose up in the air and get ethics awards and drive around in Porsches and not really care about the kids. So all you got to do is backslap them a couple times, and then their constituents will see it. And everyone will straighten up. That's all you got to do. All right?
Joe, thank you for joining us. And I hope you have a splendid day.
Okay, man. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You notice, Simon, he's got a little bounty hunter in him, too. Just slap them ones, and them other ones get in line. Oh, my God. I told you. It'd be exciting. I told you it'd be exciting.
you pick the... you just pick targets.
I look at it this way. I just wanted to let you know that I'm involved in... I told you I was a certified general contractor. Joe's a... PE, very respected. Most people just know me as a crazy bounty hunter trying to find a little kid, and others know me as a PI, but no people really know me in my engineering skills and things that I do as a certified general contractor. And Joe's one of those guys who's brilliantly smart in the industry, and the thing of it is this is not his forte. He's not the front runner to go out there and tell everybody what's going on and how to break it down to them. He's the guy that go pull out the paper, the slide rule, and tell you, here, this is what you do. You put a pipe here. You pump there. Good water from everybody. You're a bunch of idiots if you can't figure it out. But what he needs more than anything is he needs somebody who can forevermore break it down and tell folks about it. He sometimes loses you because he's super educated, but he did a very good job today. He surprised me a little bit because I thought it was going to be way over everybody's head, but I think it's simple arithmetic. You want fresh water, call Joe. Simple.
Oh,
very simple.
Okay. We're about 15 seconds from going off air. Cobra, I want to thank you for joining the program, and I want to thank you for introducing me to Joe.
You're quite welcome, Simon. Quite welcome.
All right. This is Simon Barrett. We'll be back again soon. Till next time, be happy, safe, and well.
Ah! No pun intended.